Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Here I am, your host, Phyllis King, and I'm back. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And I've been talking to my friend Donna Morris, psychotherapist and healer extraordinaire, about her organization, PathsOfGrace.com, her fabulous meditation CDs, of which we've been hearing clips with the same name, Paths of Grace, and hearing the origin of those. And in a moment here, I'm going to have Donna talk to you specifically about her upcoming retreat in September, which is going to be just marvelous, darling. I know it's going to be just fantastic. I want to remind you, of course, that I will be back next week. Just me, myself, and I, but I have to give you a little hint here. I might have a special guest. I'm waiting to hear if that person might join me just for a segment or so to spread a little light and information, but I will be answering psychic questions on the air. And again, my book, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, about another week it'll be on Amazon. I have a few copies left in my home office, but I've almost run out again this week, so I'll have more in my hot little hands soon. And you can always download the PDF from my website for a fraction of the cost if you like. And thank you, everyone, for all your support with that. And then next week, of course, within a week or so, my YouTube video, I'll make my video debut as a almost 50-year-old. So how fun is that? Yeah. And, of course, my healing circle, which is available to anyone free of charge if you'd like to submit on that. And I think Don and I might tackle one of the questions that came across on my healing circle. But first, welcome back, Donna.
Well, and thank you. I must say I feel very privileged because my copy of the book came yesterday afternoon and I tore through the whole thing last night. And it is a page turner, and I just sat down in the chair, read the whole thing, and I absolutely love, love, love the 10 steps. They are so clear. It's like a delectable menu of metaphysical treat. And Phyllis, I just have to commend you for taking beautiful spiritual concepts and making them so accessible and so easy to read and think about. It's wonderful.
And you know what? I know how busy you are, and for you to sit down and read that book cover to cover, what a compliment. Thank you for spending that time.
Absolutely.
All right, now back to you, my love. Please share with everyone, since I've sort of talked a little bit about the retreat, why don't you talk about it, since you're the one that's holding it, and you're going to do a much better job of sharing how wonderful it will be. So,
all right. So, you know, part of my thinking about retreats in general is that sometimes we do need to pluck ourselves out of our routine. Even though I think routine's very good for us, I think when we want to make a change, when we want to make a shift, sometimes we need to take ourselves out of our ordinary life and put ourselves in a new environment where we are free to explore and try on new possibilities. And so that's what this retreat's about. The first morning, one of the things that we'll be doing is getting into a very, very deep state of relaxation and becoming friendly with our imagination and easing our body into states where it's easier to make these shifts. Once we're familiar with that territory, then we will move into identifying something that's troublesome, maybe some aspect of your personality, perhaps an attitude, or maybe it's a habit. And we'll identify that, and you'll have some help identifying it. Because there's always someone who says, well, I'm not quite sure. So we'll have some structure there to help people identify something they want to work with. And then we will use guided imagery not to hack away at ourselves, but instead to transform. I'm a great believer that our shadow aspects, the difficult parts of our personality, are really things that we come here to transform, and there's always a gift within them. Anytime I've ever been through a hard time or something very difficult in my life, ultimately it becomes the source of a great teaching, something that that becomes very deeply incorporated into your being. And so I have great respect for those difficulties in myself and other people. Then lastly, but not least, we'll be working with compassion. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for this path that we're on, and compassion for other people. So those would be the three main chords we'll be striking. There'll probably be some other aspects as well, maybe doing some energy work as well.
Well, and then describe that you have been to the Cambria Pines Lodge before, and describe the setting. And yeah, I think there's a meet and greet on Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, and just a little bit about the community, so what they can do on their off time.
Right. Well, it's a very little artsy coastal town, very sweet. There's wonderful dining, and of course the area is now known for its wineries. And of course Hearst Castle is there, which is this gorgeous estate owned by, or originally from the Randolph Hearst family. So there's plenty to do. The coastline there is very gentle, so one can find a lovely place on the beach to walk or just wave gaze if you want. So there'll be, whenever I do retreats, I don't like having people inside for 8 hours. I just think it defeats the purpose.
And yes.
To work in the morning and then give participants the rest of the day off so they can go, and if they have a partner there, they can go off and have fun and go do something, and then you come back in the morning and you work again. And
Are you actually going to be using any of the CDs for this particular retreat, or are they just sort of a gift when someone signs up?
Absolutely. Actually, Paths of Grace is the foundation. The CD is the foundation for the workshop. That's why it's called the Paths of Grace Retreat, because we will be using several of the meditations to do the work. But it will also include other aspects.
Yeah, and I love that they will get the CDs, because then when they experience in the group setting and then they take it home, then they can remember and have that remembrance of energy and what happened in their own home by having the CDs. So that's really lovely of you to provide that to people. And I know that's just a straight generosity for you. So what's the date again? The date and...
September 5th. Is Friday night where we arrive, and we have a meet and greet in my suite, and then it's Saturday and Sunday mornings from 9 to 1.
And I love how you say you have a suite, I notice.
Yeah.
Not a cabin, but they do have cabins.
They do, yeah. They have from rustic to very glamorous, and yeah. it's a very large setting. There are beautiful, beautiful gardens, and they have organic gardens there, and there's a restaurant right on the premises, and it's really a lovely setting. It sits up in the hills up above the ocean, and it's very, very beautiful and peaceful.
Well, it sounds absolutely fabulous, and I just invite anyone who can possibly get away one more time before, you know, the real world kicks in. You know, we've been here in summer where everything slows down, nothing's going. You can just tell by, you know, the way your phone just slows down. Everything just sort of slows down, except, of course, my marketing efforts to promote my book, you know. I just invite anyone who can get away to take advantage of this opportunity, because you really only do this once, occasionally twice a year, these retreats, because you're so darn busy. And then when you are free, I take up your time by having my own workshops, which include you. You know what I thought might be fun, Donna, if we can squeeze it in here? We only have about 5 minutes left, but... you know, I get these requests from folks who want a healing, and I always just put everyone in the circle and I ground their energy and sort of move out what's not theirs. But of course, unless the person is doing work for themselves to keep that energy out, it typically comes back. But I had this one, which is very typical of a type of question I get, where someone says so-and-so is having a stressful period. It's affecting her physically, and she's got this and this going on. Could you help her with her weight gain? And I'm thinking, okay, is this like the cart before the horse? Why is it that we don't go, why don't we solve the source of the stress and deal with the weight gain next? Because it's very likely they're connected. What do you think about that? About that we always want to go for the symptom rather than the cause?
Well, the symptom is an attention getter, meaning it's sort of what grabs our consciousness, and a lot of time, and you know, that's not all bad, you know, whatever it takes to get our attention, but sometimes it's the physical that will really draw our consciousness, our attention, like, so, let's say pain or, you know, some kind of illness or weight gain, right? It's sort of physical manifestation saying, hey, over here. Not paying attention.
Now, do you think that we overcomplicate our situation rather than just saying, okay, I have a lot of stress in my life, let me get to the origin of my stress, that we think it's something more complicated and then we have to find all these deep-seated meanings for why these things are working out? Or what do you think in general about how we approach these problems?
Well, sometimes that's habit. You know, sometimes if somebody's had a very chaotic, traumatic life, they are sometimes templating that as a pattern and are so identified with it, it creates almost a knot, if you will, in their consciousness. So they continue to be attracted to that unwittingly, unknowingly. In other cases, people, you know, feed off drama or feed off high intensity, and they just need other ways to drive their energy and intensity in a way that's lighter and more creative. So it's, you know, I don't have one particular thought about it. I think, you know, one is habit, and the other one is just people sometimes are in their own way. They don't know any better.
Yes. Well, isn't that always the story? I mean, in my life, it's certainly the story. When I'm having some type of ordeal or problem, I look, oh, Phyllis, you're in your own way. Oops, look what you just did. Oops. So, and that's why I am so much in this. Let's acknowledge that we're co-creators. You know, I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm here to validate you for creating them so you can become empowered to make the differences you want in your life so that you can see how you can affect change.
Yeah,
well, that was so much fun.
The symptom really is, it is Spirit's way of showing us we're out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can either attend to that or not, and the symptom gets bigger and keeps calling us back to heal ourselves. So in that way, it's the whole structure of our symptoms is really benign, I think. It has a lot to do with how responsible do we want to be with our own consciousness about paying attention.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Anna, I have to thank you so much for taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule to come and share this hour with me. It's so wonderful to meet, to have fabulous guests like yourself on my show and to be able to share the concepts and the energy that just are so needed out here in the intensity of our technological media and,
right,
you know, in fringe society. And I so appreciate you being here. And I want to give people your information again. Pathsofgrace.com is the website. And again, I invite anyone to partake of this wonderful event of the first weekend of September. And you're going to get the meditation CDs, my goodness. And I think those are like a $35 value right there, which is an amazing generosity. Thank you, Donna. And you get $60 off the registration if you sign up before September 1. So I invite any and all to take advantage of that opportunity. And also, we didn't get a chance to mention much about your workbook. We ran out of time, but I want everyone to know that you are working on this workbook, and I have seen a copy of it, and it's something that you can take with you when you can't have the CDs to monitor your progress or include your thoughts. So that's coming up as well. So, again, thank you, Donna, so much for being here, and I hope you'll come back again and maybe tell us how your retreat went.
Great, Phyllis. It's been a delight. Right. It's always wonderful sharing space with you.
Thank you, my love, and I'm sure I will talk with you soon. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Phyllis King here, your Common Sense Psychic. I just have about a minute left, so I want to remind you that I will be back next week. I keep coming back. Can't get rid of me. Keep coming back. I will be taking your personal questions, answering your psychic questions next Wednesday, and I may have a surprise guest, so you'll have to tune in to find out about that. And then next week I should have my YouTube video coming up, so look forward to that. And if you'd like to reach me off the air, of course, visit my website at phyllisking.net. And, of course, my book, which is not technically out till September 8th, but is still available and available next week on Amazon, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness. I thank you all for tuning in and listening to the message and to my wonderful guest. And I look forward to next week when I hope you'll tune in again to hear all the wonderful questions. So have a fabulous day. And this is Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, and talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Learn more by visiting phyllisking.net. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Common Sense Psychic right here on TalkZone.com.
If you're interested, as I am, in keeping up with the most current information about all things psychic, then you have to pick up a copy of the Psychic Reader magazine. Deja Vu Publishing has been producing this prominent publication in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond California for over 32 years. The Psychic Reader magazine is a bi-monthly metaphysical publication dedicated to providing the most reliable information about clairvoyance, alternative healing, and personal well-being. It contains interviews, book reviews, and articles from the pioneers and leaders in the metaphysical community. You can read and learn how being psychic can benefit you. To subscribe or to get a free media kit, call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117, or email her at ads@dejavupublishing.com. Visit dejavupublishing.com today, or call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117.